Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Guys, this is so exciting. We're here with Nancy Grace, the one and only.
Yes.
This is like incredible. She has a new show on Oxygen called Injustice with Nancy Grace on Saturdays.
I know.
At
have
6
you
PM.
Ever heard Saturday Night Live make fun of Bob Dole, how he speaks in the third person?
Yeah. Right.
Bob Dole.
They want me to refer to it as Injustice with Nancy Grace. Like, it's not me talking.
Yeah.
You're like, who's this Nance?
Yeah. She sounds evil.
Yeah. You're like, can I just say, with me? Yeah. I love that you brought up SNL. One of my friends actually wanted me to ask you if you've seen any of the SNL impersonators of you, and if so, which one was your favorite?
My favorite was when I was scaring Prince. God rest his soul. I love that man.
Yeah.
You know, he wore like a size 5 ladies.
Really? Oh my gosh. Iconic.
What is it with you people? Don't you know the news?
I know so little about
anyway,
so much.
I'm all about Prince. And there was one where Beyonce was interpreting for him, like it whisper in her ear.
Oh, I love that one.
And then I jumped out from behind something. She says, Nancy Grace, you scaring Prince. And then I invited them to all you can eat shrimp happy hour, and everything was fine.
All you can eat shrimp happy hour.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that you brought up Prince, because I kind of want to call you a title queen.
Yes.
Because I feel, we all feel like you were the queen of true crime fascination across the entire nation.
Yes.
My children call me the queen of crime.
Queen of crime. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love that. I would agree with that sentiment. Yeah.
And they have to say it 10 times before they get any food.
With the braces. Yeah. You're like, you're not getting your braces off if you don't call me queen. Yeah. Do you love, do you feel that, like, that title? Because I feel like it's very accurately true.
Yep.
And do you recognize that? Like, you kind of birthed this entire fascination and coverage of true crime in the media and pop culture.
Have you ever had children? Because I'm going to think no. Birthing something is kind of a... I would not have really known what it was like until I finally did it. But I'm going to take that as a compliment, a big compliment. Yeah. Yeah, that is a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really think about it like that at all. Because all joking aside, I really think about the victims.
Yeah.
I do. I imagine, like, okay, a case I'm doing Saturday is Michelle Mockbee. And she was a working mom. And she worked at this big lab / how do you say, they ship out things, processing plant.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted to go into work early so she could take off later in the week to be with her two little girls. And I was thinking about her going to work with her little Yeti in her car. She got their breakfast already and left early. And you never, ever think, I may never see them again. Of course, I sadly think that all the time just because of my line of business.
Yeah.
And it's a double-edged sword because it makes you disturbed, but it makes life so much sweeter because you know how precious it is and how fleeting and wonderful and terrible and magnificent it really is. But I think about her because when I grew up, my mom would be long gone by the time we got up. And she worked in it was a canning factory. And there would be three bowls of grits and three cups of half coffee, half milk sitting there for us to get ready and go to the bus stop. Mm-hmm. And now I do the same thing with my children, except now it's smoothies and cinnamon toast.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Enjoy your kale smoothie. Mm. Yeah. And
some spirulina.
Got to get the vegetables in,
But I think about it. And the wake, I remember in court, I would never let a jury see me do it. But if they weren't in there, I'd look over at the defendant and think, Do they have any idea what a wake of pain they left behind them?
Yeah.
The ripples. And this one moment.
Yeah.
This one moment. Yeah. So each one of these cases we picked on auction, I literally went through thousands of cases to pick the first eight. And I mean, they were looking too. Each one, for me, represents something critical within our justice system.
Right.
One that aired a couple of weeks ago was about a son. And it was his anniversary. He's planning to get away with his wife. They wanted to start adding to their family. He went duck shooting, which I can't really relate to that. Mm-mm. Because nope. I'm a victim of gun violence, so I don't usually have a lot to do with guns. Right. Although I did have to train and qualify every X number of months when I was a DA to carry a gun, oh. which I never did.
Right.
Huh. But he was out. He never came home. His mother never believed what cops said, that he had had an accident and been dragged down to the bottom of Lake Seminole, which I travel to. It's gnarly looking with all these sharp stumps coming out of it. And the yeah. water's literally black. What's yes. that? Anyway, she never believed it. She wrote the governor every day for like 9 years. Wow. She put a billboard around. I'm getting chills.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. verified. Yeah. She would wear a billboard out in the middle of traffic. Just think about like Broadway. Yeah. Saying, my son is missing. Help me. For all it's these years. Until finally, I'm not going to tell you the end. You'll have to go to the Oxygen app and download it for yourself. But
can I say, it was seamless. I downloaded yeah. an episode yesterday and watched it.
You know what mm-hmm. I just said mm-hmm. to my peeps over at crimeonline.com? to write me up an easy way to explain how to download. Because I was on the phone this morning when I was getting all this fake hair put in. Trying to explain to a friend of mine, longtime viewer in South Florida, he's 80 something years old, how he could get the Oxygen app.
Right.
And so he could watch whenever he felt like it. I went through the whole thing. So I wrote, I'm like, y'all have got to give me a yeah. simple thing. I'm going to Facebook it out.
That's so true.
Tweet
yeah.
it out. yeah. IG it out.
Or Apple just has to send people everywhere to do it for, like, to get it going for them. Yeah.
Tell it.
Right. So I'll tell all my contacts at Apple.
All your
write
friends,
a letter.
Yes.
All your friends at Apple. But each case represents something significant in our in my experience in trial work.
Yeah.
Like a mother's love, the impetus of a case. A working mom going to work. And you know, the vast majority of crime victims are women and children.
Mm-hmm. And kind of with that, I feel you're talking about that case. Has there been a case in particular that you've worked on or covered that kind of just... You can't, like, I know a lot of them stay with yeah. you, but one that's really just like
yeah.
in the back of your mind
oh,
a lot
my stars.
That you're just.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Yeah.
They're like going through my mind all the time. I think about them. I identify with them. I guess having been a crime victim myself. And I can't get them out of my mind.
Right.
Now this Michelle Mockbee that I was telling you about. And there's another one we're covering on Oxygen, Emily. And she's a working mom again, college professor. And that struck a chord in me for two reasons. That's what I wanted to be before my fiance was murdered. And she's a college professor. She's at home bathing her children before she goes to work. That's what I would do every night before I go to CNN, HLN. Mm-hmm. And they would have a big fit when I'd leave. So I'd bathe them and feed them. I'd be soaking wet. And I'd have to go to the back and crawl out the playroom window and without shoes, because if I had on shoes, they'd know I was going
yeah.
somewhere.
Oh my God.
And sneak around and go get in the car and go to work. Oh, so that'd gosh. Buy my husband like an hour time without any screaming.
My gosh, the yeah. things parents yeah. do for us.
I know. So they all kind of hang around. And you mentioned before when you were talking about Michelle and just the fascination with true crime anyway. And you were saying, I think people start to realize like how precious in this life. Do you think that that is why? Because, I mean, true crime is, it is, it's so, I mean, popular is not a good word to use it because a lot of things that happen are very sad and things. But like people are, yeah.
people are
I mean,
really
like,
fascinated with it now.
It's,
we think.
Yeah, it's it. I feel like it's grown so much. And do you think it's because of that reason? Do you think it's because people want to
almost relate to it in a or like,
yeah, yeah. And kind
I think
of
it's
way.
A lot of factors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one is when you like, let's just take, because this is a good example. Yeah. Scott Peterson.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
But some people thought he was attractive. I never thought he was attractive in any sense.
It's
I
wild.
Mean, when you saw him walk in the courtroom, this was it.
She's got her chest all puffed out. She's
like Johnny Rocket right here.
But children are doing some kind of weird dance now where they do like this all the time.
I sent you that video in private.
And I mean, like the football star.
Oh, he was
and
a total jock.
Like, what? My point is, people thought he was attractive. Mm-hmm. People thought, oh, college education, golf scholarship, not really. Beautiful wife, beautiful home, everything. It's hard to believe that that person could do such a thing. Kill your wife.
Yep.
Murder her pregnant. Slaughter her. Mm-hmm. Then wrap her up and throw her in the cold waters of San Francisco Bay. After you take her body there on the back of your car. I mean, have you ever gone down the road and you've seen somebody with a deer on their car? I have. It's been a long time since I've seen that, but I have seen that.
Yeah.
And I remember as a child when I saw it, I'm like, can you imagine that drive to San Francisco Bay with Lacey in the back of your car dead?
And just having, and like while you're driving, knowing that.
Yeah.
I'm sure people, he was only thinking about himself.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. And then you people passing by just being like, oh, it's a, or like,
honk, honk, hi.
Yeah. It's my dead wife.
Yeah.
My point is that you look at him and it's hard. It's like the mind is playing a trick on the eye or vice versa, where you see this and it doesn't seem real and you have to reconcile it with the facts, the hard evidence that you are hearing. And that was a real hurdle in court when you try, for instance, a mother like Tot Mom or a handsome, attractive businessman. I remember trying one of those guys for molesting a little nonverbal boy.
Oh, my gosh.
And the little boy was into video arcade. Mm-hmm. And so he would sodomize the little boy who was, I guess you're saying, nonverbal, highly learning dysfunctional. And give him rolls of quarters.
So you
look at this businessman and you would never in a million years think.
That's what's so scary about it. Is that there's people, I feel like there's also a lot of these.
Can I tell you what I just went through?
Yeah.
The twins went to scout camp.
The which one?
My twins went to scout camp.
Yeah.
Of course, when I hear sleepaway camp, I naturally think murder, molestation.
Yeah. How can you not?
Well, how of course, I quickly trained as a scout volunteer and made my husband do it and nearly killed him to miss work for a week. I mean, like the pain, the agony.
Every time
I could track him down, it'd be at the leader's lounge on his hunched over his laptop.
Not taking you out braces. He's shouting at a 12-year-old with a Kawhi.
Right now. Start making a bracelet.
Empty. Yeah.
Get on the damn canoe right now.
Get in that water.
You just have a flare gun ready. Yeah.
You want to find out if your laptop's water repellent? That worked. Anyway, a whole week in a tent with water coming on my head. And finally, at the end of the week, I just said, spiders, bring it on. They were like everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, it changes crime. Changes your whole life, and you start looking at things that are very innocent, like scout camp, and or anything, and you see monsters.
I feel like that's kind of such an unfortunate way a lot of us feel today, because even you have,
you're alive, aren't you?
But then
knock on plastic,
knock on my moisturizer. But it's a thing where you're like, you see awful things happening at grocery stores, movie theaters, like festivals, things that people should bring you joy, like a scout camp, everything gets tarnished.
The garlic festival.
And I'd like to report that they had a great time. And they were not molested.
That's great.
Or murdered.
That's great.
Did they make mom a nice gift? Or?
Yeah, they did, as a matter of fact. Nice. But they were like all into it. I'm so proud of them.
And I love that too, that you found a way to give yourself a little peace of mind, but also let them have joy. And it was like a kind of like family thing, because I think that's the thing. It's like you have to be cautious of everything, but also you can't live your life in a bubble.
Oh, let me tell
situation.
You what happened. In the middle of something, I was mountaineering class. Some little boy that I don't know, never seen before, probably never see again, was standing in the middle of a dirt road crying, like really crying. Like, ugh. And I ran up to this kid. He could be over 10 years old. And I hugged him. I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was doing like that. I'm like, tell me what it is. I'll fix it. Another leader came up and went, pull me. I'm like, what is it? I'm like, what? You're not supposed to touch anybody.
Oh, God.
because apparently some leader somewhere
Committed a crime. And now you can
and I'm
never.
Like, oops, sorry. And the little kid was crying.
Yeah, and you can't even hug them.
I know.
It's too much.
But, you know, I get it.
Could you imagine that we go online? We're like, oh, Nancy Grace couldn't come in today because she got arrested at a camp.
For hugging a crying child.
She's really going deep in injustice.
She
She's going behind the bars this time.
Behind bars. Oh, my stars. I'll never forget when I went behind bars to check out Jody Arias's jail.
Oh, God. Oh,
too good
about
for her.
That.
Too good for her.
We're fascinated with her. Yeah, we did a whole episode on her. Like,
I actually had some of their meat / veggie loaf.
Ew.
Ew.
Well, I said it wasn't that bad.
I feel like I was being kind.
Like, they take all the leftovers and they turn it into a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Or a loaf.
I'm
never going to commit a crime. I mean, like, people get all tangled up with the IRS. I'm like, you know what? Take my money.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want that.
Here.
I don't want to eat meatloaf in jail.
I was going to ask you, because you mentioned...
or loaf.
Yeah,
I didn't know what it was. It was like a loaf.
Gross. And I'm in a comfy bed. I just can't do anything.
Why are people in love with her?
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. So
she
will
kill you. She shot a bird at me in court.
She did?
She's certainly not the first, and I doubt she'll be the last.
She flipped you off
just,
in court?
Yeah, I just couldn't have been happier.
Oh, my gosh.
Hope you're listening, Jody.
Yeah.
She probably
is. Do you think she's streaming this?
And also, that's so impressive that you can keep your cool during that, because I feel like if someone flipped me off, I'd be like...
I'd have been like, bitch, what?
Just, yeah. I guess that's why I'm
like, well, well, compared to stabbing Travis Alexander 29 times and shooting him in the head,
crazy.
You know, putting a cap in.
Yeah,
you got off easy.
I felt like I got off easy.
You're like, fine, I'll split the meatloaf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to Casey's point, I do feel like there is this rise of people who are just idolizing all these murders, like whether it be Jody Arias or when the Ted Bundy confessions tape came out. You know, I feel like there was a new resurgence of that. You know, what do you make of all that?
Yeah, people.
Can I tell you something about Ted Bundy?
Of course.
Yes. You may not know.
What?
Ooh.
Now, I've studied Ted Bundy for years. I did not know this. Ted Bundy would take many of his bodies, the victims, home. Bathe them, redress them, and do their hair and makeup. And I can only imagine what else.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Gross.
Necrophilia.
Yeah.
Let me just let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah, no, it's sunk.
It's in there. No, it's in the tub. Yeah.
In fact, he had one girl's head at his girlfriend's place, and he finally burned it in the fireplace, I think, so it wouldn't be there when she got home.
Oh my God.
What do you think he was doing with that head?
Nothing.
I don't want to know.
You should
nothing
be doing
good.
With it.
Nothing good.
I mean, become a hairdresser. Good. Are you fascinated to become a hairdresser? Yeah. Don't cut off heads and do those things. But this is—it's wild though that people still are like you said, like Jody Arias. What is she like engaged in that? Like it's these people
Gypsy
that are in jail.
People find it really.
She's focusing on her art, i.e. Tracing magazine pictures.
Absolutely.
She's just looking at highlighter magazines. Like the coffee cup's not in that pic.
Yeah, but it's just wild that there's people that are like fall in love with these.
I want to marry them and send them money.
I'm not engaged. Jody Arias
so
is a freaking boyfriend.
You saw me. I'm buttoning up a new button every day trying to find
and
someone.
And you know what else? She's probably two-timing whoever she's engaged to.
Of
you
course.
Know that's right.
I've heard she's like turning down love letters and things like that. Well, that fascination with it.
How can you be so selective?
Well.
I want that choice. Quality meatloaf.
Yes.
Love. It's love because I don't know if it's me.
And it's can't legally call it meatloaf because we don't know
for sure. Because I almost rather. Rather it not be me.
Yeah, just to have whatever. Yeah.
And it's definitely not quality.
It's not quality.
And they had me on camera when I took it. I'm like, not bad.
Yeah, sure.
Can we talk about the way how with the rise of social media and like filming everything and the way that we're covering things? I mean, because obviously you were there when we were pinging cell phone towers, and now we just have everything filmed. And like, how do you feel about kind of the way that we're covering crimes? And like, are people standing by and watching things happen too much?
You know what? I think that they are,
but
I don't think it's any different than the neighborhood gossip who is hanging on every word, every little fact. You know, when our founding fathers wrote the Constitution, if you look at the legislative history, which means what they were saying at the time they were writing it, they said that they wanted courtrooms big enough for the entire community to hear the trials.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if that was out of some prurient interest in the trials or because there's no detergent like sunshine. And that is why I think it's very, very important that our process, our judicial process, be clear and open and understandable. Like, who knows what really happened in the whole Jussie Smollett thing?
Oh,
there's a case, then it's dropped, now it's back. Yeah. What happened? You know what? Like, we're not going to know.
Well, they won't
we're never
because it was not transparent.
Mm-hmm. That's so
and
true.
All this business with Epstein, may he rot in hell.
Just truly disgusting.
Do you know my children are 11. They're about to turn 12. Some of these alleged victims were 14.
Yeah.
It's 2 years older. My children still put their tooth under the pillow.
Yeah. Oh. I believed in Santa Claus till I was 13. I get it.
I mean, what do you mean you believe? Of course there's the Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
right.
So I can't do short, I mean.
Santa's real. The loaf
and
isn't.
How is it covered up? How is it allowed that he's in jail in Florida, but he's getting unsupervised flights to New York, a few blocks away from where his victim goes to school?
He's got too much.
How's that he's happening?
Treated well in there, getting yeah.
Who's like covering for him?
They all are, apparently. Yeah. Apparently there's so many people
and that just burns me up.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's also like, I feel like, especially Epstein, because I listened to Sarah was...
There's only one person happy about Epstein.
Which one?
I think we...
Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the heat off him for a minute.
Like, there's another Ian. Yeah.
But like...
I can duck out and go to... Where was he? Where was he eating the other day?
Oh.
Some really expensive,
Cipriani.
Yeah. Some really fancy restaurant.
But also, like, if you work at Cipriani, like, why are you like?
Spit
I know you, all press is good press, but like, that's
in
disgusting
the
press.
Cipriani does not need
do
press.
Do more than spit in the food.
It does not need press.
They don't need, yeah.
Well, most of my restaurants that I go to, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you went to places that you didn't allow you to wear shoes, and I was like, Nancy, you need to go to better restaurants. Where are you eating?
I thought we were doing the Kenny Chesney. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, this loaf is delish. And I
so
can wear
what
my
I'm
shoes.
Saying is, you can refuse service to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, here we go. I can hear it already. Innocent till proven guilty. Like, I'm going to believe him over the 25, 30 girls that are lighting
there's
up.
Been a couple times, but it's...
There's a difference between, like, stealing money and then ruining lives and abusing women and
he was also doing it under the guise of kind of like the American dream, wasn't he? Like, because he was taking these girls from different countries and being like, I'll give you all this stuff.
Going
it's so
along
rude.
With it. They knew what was happening.
They all knew what was going on.
They facilitated it.
Yeah, they would go to parties
just like with
Weinstein.
Children.
And that's the thing. They'd go and like they would know
what party are you
like,
going to
oh,
as
but
an
he
adult?
Can help me close a deal.
Yeah.
I'll smile with him. I'll support him. I'll turn a blind eye. You can't turn a blind eye to that.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can do that and sleep at night and live with yourself.
No, were these the same parties? Because remember Johnny Gosch, the kid that went missing that his mom said that he was then like reported that he was in all these parties with like politicians in the bushes. Is this the same? This has got to be the same circle, right? Of this like
know.
Kind of powerful people with the children. It's just all so, it's so gross that there's even a thought like, it's gross that if it's true, it's gross or if it's made up. Like, how would you even make that up? You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be truth to it.
I feel
it's
like the thing like,
gross.
That has just, this, that has been going on for like decades and now it's just coming to light. We were kind of wondering, especially with your new series, do you feel like there's any case that you've had on the back where you're like, more people should either know about this as like a warning or to be aware of something or more people, like this person's.
Well, I'll tell you about a case that I really think needs to be out there. Even more so. Mm-hmm. And that is where the young co-ed got into what she thought was her Uber car.
Oh, yeah.
And ends up dead.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is allegedly the same guy had performed a similar act, not murder, shortly before that. But he was not arrested.
Oh, God.
And he was out free to do this again. And, you know, that type of predator will come up like at a bar or a late night restaurant where they know women will be.
Oh, yeah.
And they come out and they slow down and stop. And the woman thinks it's an Uber and jumps in or a Lyft. That has me really upset.
Yeah.
Because that's also a thing. I can't even count on any hand in the world how many times after a night out I call an Uber, I go into an Uber and I go home. Yeah.
You need to stay home more.
Well, in New York.
I don't want you to be a statistic, you cute little thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't go to any places I have to wear shoes.
Well, no. Danny, in New York.
I'll just have wine on the couch.
In New York, all the Ubers and Lyfts have to get a tax license. So all of their license plates start with T. So that's at least one thing
that
should happen everywhere else.
And don't say to them, hey, are you here for Nancy? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
no.
me.
Oh,
yeah, you
check
have to
the
let
number.
Them.
Dial, even if you want to dial the driver's number while he's sitting there, see if he picks up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have him say your name before you get in.
Yeah.
Or just drive with a woman.
Highly
doubtful she
best.
Wants to rape and murder you statistically.
No,
no offense.
No.
True.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think will be the long-term or even short-term effect of just having more cases so highly publicized, like, what do you think will happen?
You know, it's a double-edged sword because many people go, oh, you're educating criminals because now they'll know how to avoid getting caught. That's true. But I think the value of warning victims about what not to do or what to do by far surpasses that. For instance, I've been working closely with Phil Vetrano, who is Karina Vetrano, the Long Island Jogger's father, and he led the charge for familial DNA because there was no, it could not figure out. In fact, they dragged the father out of Karina's funeral to take the dad's DNA.
What?
And I get it, they had to take his DNA, but they could not get a match. Finally, they used familial DNA. When the perp is not in CODIS, the DNA data bank, they got a match from the defendant, the killer, to somebody else. It was a relative. And then they interview that person, and then they look to the next relatives. They find out from the person who is a possibility, and they keep going until they found, I think his name was Chanel Lewis, who murdered Karina Vetrano. So, and now, you know, like the Golden State Killer who was caught, and he had been a cop in two different jurisdictions, by the way. And if it had not been for, it wasn't Ancestry.com, but it was something like that. It was a public DNA website where you could trace your ancestors. If it hadn't been for that, that would never have been cracked.
Crazy.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So will you ever do DNA testing?
I don't have a problem because I don't think I'm going to commit a felony. So I'm okay with that. But I can't really speak to my great-grandchildren one day. Yeah. So I may just
keep your options open for them.
Yeah, keep their options open.
Exactly. I think we're out of time. Yeah. Well, thank you so already? Much. I know.
Whoa, wait a minute. Oxygen and Justice with Nancy Grace.
Get it.
Saturday, 6, 5 Central. It really means a lot to me because these people, their voices have not been heard.
Right.
And for all the years that I prosecuted crimes in inner city Atlanta, 10 years, those people were never on TV. They were almost all largely female victims, minorities. Nobody heard about their cases. Nobody cared about their cases. And every victim has a story that deserves to be heard. And I really feel strongly about that. And I'm just so grateful and so blessed that I got hooked up with Oxygen.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, it's an amazingly it's a nice home well done series too. It's perfect. I'm loving it.
How many have you seen so far?
Two.
There's three.
I was
he's behind.
You
didn't see any
like, download.
I was in the South. I was in New Orleans.
Yeah, there is. I watched.
Yeah, I couldn't really watch a lot of TV down there.
No, you can't. Oh, yeah. You know what happened to me in New Orleans? I went for Crime Con this past June.
Yeah.
My daughter got addicted to red beans and rice, and my son got addicted to crawfish etouffee. I got an awesome crock pot red beans and rice. You can put it on when you go to work. It'll be great when you get home.
You'll have to share the recipe with us.
Cook it like 10 hours.
Or we're coming over for dinner.
We'll come over. No shoes, no shirts.
I want the Nancy Grace cookbook.
And I'm about to master crawfish etouffee. I'm close. I'm very close.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Everything is delicious on there.
Yep, we're coming for dinner.
Yep.
Ain't nothing bad in a crock pot, people. Although my neighbors call it wet meat. I resent that.
Well, at least it's meat, unlike the loaf and jail.
At least it's meat.
At least it's meat. That's the new slogan.
Or we think it is.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Where are you going to be this Saturday at 6 o'clock Eastern?
We're going to be watching Injustice.
I'm going to be on my couch, glass of Pinot.
I'm giving you my cell. I want you to send me a picture.
Oh my God, we'll be sending photos all day.
Love it.
Yes.
Not that kind of photo, but I'm sure.
I'm like, okay, I'll button the button. Fine, Nancy.
Get dressed, Danny. Get dressed.
I'll wax for you.
I don't want to wish that pain on anybody.
Nice I mean.
Guys, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's a real honor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, thank you for us.
Your honor is all
yeah.
Betches.